Or you can stand through the sermon if you like. Boy, we got more good song leaders in this congregation you can shake a stick at, don't we? Okay, be opening your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 3. We're going to continue a lesson that we began this morning. This lesson is the second part of a lesson that I'm calling Turning On Spiritual Power. I was thinking about little boys that somehow they don't have to be taught. When a little guy gets a little car or a little truck, you don't have to teach them how to make a noise like a motor. Have you ever noticed that? I of course, had four daughters, so we didn't have much motor noise going on around my place. We had lots of baby dolls. In fact, one time, for whatever reason, I shouldn't have done it, but I said, bring all your dolls out, all four of the girls. And let's just see how many we've got. And I don't remember how many. I deliberately forgot. But it was just an inordinate number of dolls. And some of them were these, the collectibles. A few of them were. And, I mean, we even had some back when the Cabbage Patch dolls were really, we had some twins. We even had some, there was a knockoff of them called the Rice Paddy doll. And I was traveling back and forth to China, and it was during a popular time. And so I bought four of those Rice Paddy dolls, and they each came with a little passport about that big. And so when I went through passport control in China, I wanted the Chinese stamp on that passport. Well, Bob can probably tell you that's really not something that you're supposed to do. And they were pretty aware of that, so when I got there, you know, and I had all these little passports, you know, so that I could get a stamp on them. And there was a Chinese lady. Of course, I didn't speak any Chinese enough to certainly, you know, three or four or five, half a dozen words. And I got up there and pulled these little passports out after she had stamped mine and pushed them up there. And she looked at it, you know, and she pushed them back to me. And so I started making signs, you know, of what it was about. And she just said no. Well, I don't take no real easy sometimes. And so I just kept insisting. And I was holding up a long line of people. And finally, you know, I brought one of the dolls out and showed her what it went to. And, you know, she said, I can't do this. And so I reached in my pocket and I pulled out four pictures of my daughters and I laid them in front of her, you know. And I pointed to those dolls, and I pointed to those passports and so forth, you know, and she said no. And I just said, you know. And finally, she just, out of exasperation to get rid of me, she just stamped all four of them. So they had those little Rice Paddy dolls with stamped passports. And but I have a good friend who had three daughters, and his fourth one was a son. And it was kind of interesting whenever we would talk. He said, Ken, it's just really incredible. He said, you know, all of my girls, they always wanted, you know, they were attracted to dolls and they played with dolls. But said, this boy, it's a gun or it's a ball or it's a truck. And said,